KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KKLF Richardson, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station.
Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It's the first time for everything, and like everybody says, it does suck.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Hello, may I please speak to Bob?
And at 2:55... Let's go to groups, see what's up over there.
Hey, Bug. Don Davis Auto Group in Raleigh House, Texas, bring you my nizzle.
Thank you, soulmate.
No problem, soulmate.
In studio, Mike Reiner.
Hey, Shoopy.
Hi, Shoopy.
And Corby Davidson.
Hey, Corby.
Groups. Of the born and bred in Texas Hardline.
That's right. The Lone Star Love Fest is about to commence.
Thank goodness.
Hi, groups.
Get those Yankees out of there.
Will you talk about Texas today in any way?
What we're going to do before we do anything today is we're going to play. We're going to stop down and play from start to finish the Gary P. Nunn song, What I Like About Texas.
Interesting.
Straight into the eyes of Texas.
And then is today focus on the stockyards?
I did.
I don't know. I was thinking more along the lines of Llano Estacado today. You know, but we'll get around to the stockyards.
Cliche or classic?
I went to Joe T's for the first time over the weekend.
And?
It's a really, really cool area. What do you call it? A courtyard? A little...
Did you wait in line for 2.5 hours?
We went inside because we didn't know any better, but then afterwards walked around the outside courtyard place.
Is it not amazing how far
Who's
that thing goes back?
I can't believe it. It's amazing.
Is your mother-in-law still here?
Yeah. And sister-in-law.
Oh, really?
Party of six.
The one who lives here. Party of six. Party of six at Joe T's.
How long has mother-in-law been here? Out.
How long has she been here?
Yeah. When did she arrive? Like, before my birthday, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, were you aware of the cash-only policy over there?
Oddly, my wife had a checkbook on her, which is a really weird thing for us to carry. Hmm. But they also have an ATM conveniently located right there. I could not believe the volume of people.
Can you imagine the money they make?
It's very popular.
On Mexican food, too, which costs about 8 cents.
No, what is it?
Joe T. Garcia.
Come on, Dan.
Fort Worth.
It's over by the Fort Worth Cats.
What kind of Texan are you?
Yeah.
In the stockyards?
Yes.
You know, I may have that.
Well, then no.
It's not in the stockyards.
You would remember.
It's before you get there. Yeah, you would know about
it. I think you would know if you were there. Yeah. And it's...
You hold a flag up and they give you some more stuff?
No.
The line...
Not even close.
The line was like the line outside the igloo when we went to the Penguins game to wait to get in there.
Yeah, I don't usually go to places with the line.
No, but, it moves right along. But you just, it's one of those places where you kind of got to know what you're doing.
Well,
or you feel
so
out
early,
of place.
Though, you might be all right.
Yeah, I'd go to eat at about 5, maybe 4:30.
Do you guys eat dinner early?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
For real?
And they have, I think, two menu choices.
I eat with kids and old people.
I have kids.
I know.
We eat late. We eat like 7:30.
Well, you get off work at 7.
I know.
I think you can go fajitas or taco plate or something.
My kids are almost in bed by 7:30, dude.
Are you serious?
Yeah. 8:15 bedtime every night.
Or you can visit the panaderia.
By 9 o'clock, I'm
what you go with?
Hammering away at my wife.
Torta.
Yep. What?
Quieres torta?
Did you go with enchiladas?
I went fajitas.
You did. Yeah. Good choice.
Please.
Did you guys get the big nacho? The big giant nacho?
And the cheese?
Yeah. How could anything so simple be so good? You know, with a little tiny jalapeno on top.
I was a bit overwhelmed. I feel like on my second visit, I'll be able to handle it better. Go to the outdoor courtyard, which was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
They have little heat lamps and.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder.
I love sitting under a heat lamp.
I wonder when it's 105 out if I would like that courtyard.
They might not have the heat lamp on then, though.
Right. You know. Maybe the cold lamp.
Right.
They just have a big bucket of
it's
ice.
It's called a fan.
Right.
Yeah.
The cold lamp. Well, the little mist, that little misty fan,
yeah.
That's a nice little feature.
I bet
feature.
They have that. I'd like to get that for my yard.
Here in Texas. They have them.
I know.
They're like Lowe's or Home Depot.
Yeah.
So hundreds of people go there every weekend.
Thousands of people.
And I had never been there in 11 years.
Well, welcome to Texas.
So are there other places
That you've never been?
That I've never been.
Oh, you asked me what I like about
Well, you've been to the men's club.
Was Mia's on Lemon?
Hey, Tom always talks about the Baby Dolls buffet, but...
Yeah. It's delicious. Take your kids there.
Have you ever heard of Brahms?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go to Brahms.
Okay.
Sure.
How come Brahms...
You ever heard of Keller's?
You ever wonder this?
McDonald's
how is Brahms...
You ever heard of Sybil's?
...so awesome and inexpensive when your other... There's some smaller... ice cream chains.
Yeah.
That are like $5 for a cone.
I don't know.
And then Brahms is like 80 cents.
I know. I don't get it.
You need a whole family for $5.
And it's just as good.
That's a lot like going by 7-Eleven and going to get a $5 coffee at Starbucks.
Yeah, I guess it's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
I enjoy that 7-Eleven coffee just as much.
Have you ever been to Wingfield?
Just as much.
More.
Dude. No, I haven't.
Stop.
I've not.
Please.
In a way, I'm very sad to report because this impugns my hood credibility
right.
severely.
It
another
does.
Question that the snake can help me with. So, you know Boner from Growing Pains or whatever it was?
Yeah. Who's dead, unfortunately.
Died. Very tragic. Boner took his own life recently.
Not a real F.
Do you know who his dad was?
Boner rubbed himself out.
Yeah, the Star Trek guy.
I didn't know that till I...
Check off?
I read that his dad was actor Walter Koenig, and I thought that name rung a bell, so I went and bought a computer,
got some high-speed
internet access, then I Googled him.
Did it take 9.7 seconds?
What do you think that would have made you, like, more into Growing Pains if you would have known that Chekhov was his dad?
And
he wasn't even in the show that much, was he? From what I remember?
I was not a Growing Pains guy,
I mean,
really.
I probably saw... I don't know.
Beside the fact there was like a guy
seven
episodes,
seasons.
Yeah, just seven named, seasons.
No, there was a big Boner presence on Growing Pains.
On Star Trek?
Here's Ty.
What?
I was holding that in.
Pow!
Well, anyway, yeah, he's the Star Trek guy. So,
Wahara?
God bless you, Boner.
Moment of silence, if we could, for the tragic passing of Boner.
Paul in...
Every time.
Today is Tuesday, March 16th, the 75th day of the year. There are 290
Skippy?
Days left in 2010.
Stay hard, Boner.
Is Skippy okay?
On this day...
Skippy was the nerd, right?
Skippy on Family Ties?
That's Family Ties.
Who was the guy that was real tough that dated one of the girls?
I think that was Screech.
Mallory.
Yeah, that guy. Yo, Mallory.
That was
What's his name?
Scott Valentine. That was his real name, but what was his character name?
It was something like Boner or Sketchy or Screechy or...
Hump.
That's not it, Snake.
Colon.
Like wasn't
search that.
Like didn't they
premenstrual syndrome?
Didn't they put him as the lead of a movie? Like a
as that character.
Scott Valentine had something going. Trust me, I'm going to find out here.
Do you like his hair?
Mouth-watering melons.
Dear Wikipedia.
I'm on IMDb right now. Here it is. My demon lover.
Yeah, that was it. He was Kaz.
Were your parents against that?
He was Nick.
That title?
Oh, Nick. Oh, Mallory.
That was his name, Nick?
Yeah. I guess he would never call himself Nick.
Oh, look, he made a couple of Walker, Texas, Rayleigh.
Hey, Mrs. Keaton.
As Nick?
You never know who will show up at a Maverick game.
Hey, Mrs. Keaton.
Tell Mallory.
Is that not true?
You never know who will show up at a
Maverick game. Yo, Walker.
Walker, Texas, Rayleigh's. Chuck Norris, Chuck Ranger, Texas, Chuck Norris.
Uh-oh.
Hey, you got another TV show too? The Sons of Thunder?
Yeah, we have another television series starting here in Dallas.
Oh, man.
On this day in 1850, Mike, Nathaniel Hawthorne's novel, The Scarlet Letter.
Wetter.
The Scarlet Wetter.
Scarlet Wetter.
Wesley Wetter.
So Elmer Fudd.
That was more of a just House of Seven Gables guy.
Going around,
you
going
have
number
ruined
one on
another mattress.
Adulterer.
Crazy.
You have peed another mattress.
In birthday news, P1 Diana wants to wish
Dirty
Howie
Diana.
Roger Lowe III a happy 27th birthday. She sends a picture of her and her friends. She wishes to hear any pissed off Dan drops or any mic drops.
We don't have any.
Wow, you didn't even have to be mad.
Any drops?
Any drop of mic at all.
I'm the star.
Apparently so.
Fog hat. Taint. Daddy touched me there. You ever been to Wrigley? I made a three-pointer tonight. Quite which one is she, does
right,
it say?
Not every drop, just any. And here's, I got a problem, guys.
I think she's the one on the left.
Do you have any Angry Dan?
All right. Not bad.
I've got a problem, guys. Listen,
thighs are a little.
I've got a problem.
Shut up.
So Cumulus Mail has changed, you know.
Wow.
Has changed
her.
Servers or whatever. So now the emails don't print with the picture.
Pass like her around.
It's really weird.
Confidential corners can really backfire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's the one on the left. Are we sure about that?
Chloe, we've changed the schematics on the email.
Yeah, I'm the one on the left.
Her left or your left?
I believe my left.
All right, Robert in Garland, it's his 49th birthday.
Either left, I like.
He says, since my son Rob and I are going to the Stars game tonight, I've got a feeling it's going to be a good night, Bob.
I got a feeling.
So bad about this.
Everything.
What is that, Bassett? Is it
right up your alley?
Hold on, let me really drive the point by saying good night. You know, it was going to be a good night. Now it's going to be a good night.
Why are you against things that are positive and uplifting?
Shut up.
See?
I know. This is a song of hope and great anticipation.
Right.
I mean, it's looking forward, not back.
Right.
No, it's
getting drunk.
Should we all do more of that?
Cashing your check and blowing it all on
booze and ladies.
The ridiculously shallow thought that a fistful of cash and a night on the town drinking as much as you can is going to make you happy.
But dude,
will that ever make you happy? Will that ever fulfill you?
You're sitting around.
Well, yeah, why don't you try it, Doug? Yeah. Chasing your tail.
You as a matter of fact, it does.
Every it does. Night. Yeah.
Have you ever had an abortion?
What?
You ever tried a Big Mac?
No, for your last question.
Have you ever had an abortion?
Oh, my God.
What does it have to do with anything?
Then how can you be against it?
Why are we talking about
this? Wow.
We all know the callback I'm making.
Do we?
Why are we doing this?
Lindsay says happy...
So pro-abortion?
We're not pro-abortion. We're pro-life.
Has you ever had an abortion?
No, I've never had an abortion.
Surely you should try something before you say it is bad.
No, we've known many women that have had an abortion, yes.
But like, I was very, very anti-Burger King. But then, you know, we went there and we tried the flame-grilled Whopper, and it was like, you know, it was amazing.
What's your name?
Father Dean right. Schultz.
It was amazing.
So, thank you, Groobs.
Yo, respect.
Groobs is on my side.
Yo, for real.
Lindsay says, happy 25th to Timothy Braun. Joseph says, go North Texas on Thursday, and he is 26. Can you ask Mike what he thinks about Tigers? I'm trying to recreate the bit where people ask Mike what he thought about certain weapons, only now with animals.
All right. I'm in.
Wow. And...
Do you want me to do it now? Okay. I think Tigers are good.
Brandon Hudson.
I think Gators are good.
And so it begins.
It's Brandon Hudson's birthday as well.
The
27.
Did you get one that
sounds like a Gaylord?
I sent you.
That's the one I think.
Wow,
it's from Hardliners.
What? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, have a good night.
But we can't print pictures, huh?
Is there
anybody
that did come with some?
Yeah, it came with some breast shots, but I can't. It's the new Cumulus thing.
Oh.
And I could print it from home, I think, if I save it.
So tonight's not going to be a good night then.
It's just really weird.
Huh? She had breast tattoos too.
Yeah. Are you into that? A little weird.
Yeah, not really.
She had hot over one nipple and cold over the other.
Elsewhere.
I have a birthday, Dan.
Oh.
Right quick.
Here's Mike.
Well, I got a feeling.
A tale of...
I got a feeling.
Oh, dear.
Wow, now Bob's calling for it.
No, this is the birthday of someone we will all know. Someone very near and dear to all of us.
I doubt it.
All of us?
Buddy Biancolana?
No. It is the birthday of Angie Constantine.
Oh, yeah.
Go in the bathroom and take it.
Angie the Ticket Chick?
Yes, Angie the former Ticket Chick.
Her last name is Constantine?
The queen of all Ticket Chicks.
Happy birthday, Angie.
Constantine.
She is near and dear to my heart.
That's a weird last name.
Very naughty.
Angie?
I would change that last name.
Go to the
to what, Davidson?
Take it.
No, to something more say. Constantine.
Like it
just doesn't roll
Eastern
off the tongue as well as, say,
fellatio.
That would be a weird choice.
Angie fellatio.
That is a weird choice.
Well, elsewhere, happy birthday, though.
Right, right.
Todd Heap is 30.
Baltimore.
Well, I remember Mike going on and on about him.
Yeah. He's had a pretty solid career.
That's because of
I believe he's their all-time pass catcher, isn't he?
Well, what did that look like?
In Ravens history?
Yeah.
Wow, what a...
They've been around for like a week.
When did that start?
Yeah.
Joe DeLamelor is 59.
Because where do they used to be?
Will you hold your wells, please,
well, for a moment? Does it count the Browns?
Rodney Pete is 44.
No. Chase Sazzy.
Former Cowboy
Newsom.
Great.
Former Eagle Spear.
Now, this explains a lot.
Mr. Holly Robinson. Former Cowboy Great what? Who's that?
Rodney Pete.
Oh, okay.
This next name explains a lot about my feeling.
Do you know...
Because today...
I believe it's Holly Robinson.
How Pete's, tonight might work out.
I believe she tweeted it's her 15th wedding anniversary today. Did they get married on his birthday?
That's gay.
That is gay.
That's kind of gay.
You know how I've been telling you all day what tonight will be like, Mike?
Yes.
Your forecast for the night?
Here's the reason.
You're very high on tonight.
Because on this very day, Ozzie Newsome turns 54.
Wow. This is huge. It's going to be a huge night.
And
it's a special Ozzie Newsome birthday edition of the Dallas Stars postgame show.
What we will do at home is we will line Ava up in the slot. Eden will play tackle. Ava will be right outside her.
And she'll be Joe Thomas.
And Ava will step back and take an easy little -1 yard pass to extend the streak. And then we'll go ahead and try and actually play the game after that.
So tonight, when calling the Stars postgame show after Stars Sharks, call in with your favorite Ozzie Newsome memory, and then we'll take your hockey point.
Boy, or maybe show up at the Stars postgame show, because it's going to be where?
A good night.
The old number 7 club.
Oh, yes. The old number 7 club. Bring a football, and Dan will reenact that very scenario with you.
Actually, tonight it's going to be the old number 82 club.
How come the other night when I was listening, it sounded so silent in there? Were you guys in the little hovel? The
there was like
hovel?
Four people in there, dude.
Oh, my God.
It was a Sunday afternoon, and it was the day that that David Schwimmer got engaged. So,
oh, well, that makes sense.
We can't party when he's off the market.
I felt very bad last night. I was watching Letterman, and Jennifer Aniston was on there, and she mentioned to Letterman, she goes, oh, did you hear David Schwimmer got engaged? And he's like, oh, really, to who? And she goes, I don't know. It's like, I thought you were friends.
Not someone famous.
You promised me you'd be friends forever.
Not me.
That's so quite who didn't a story. Know? Letterman didn't know.
No,
she
didn't know.
So you're saying
they're not friends?
Not really friends?
No.
The sham that they're friends.
Yes.
Well, I do feel.
We've been lied to.
Yep.
For ratings.
Yep.
And profit.
You guys aren't even
friends. Imagine that.
How dare you call yourself friends?
You don't even dance around and watch.
That's right.
God, she's so hot.
David Schwimmer?
Eric Estrada is 61.
She's looking pretty good these days.
She's hot, Bob.
How could you say that she's always looked good, but suddenly you're coming around on her now and she's 40?
Yeah, you know, she's 40 and she's hanging in there and she looks like she's got a little
Juggage
work
done.
She
face.
Hasn't had any juggage work done.
She might have.
Nope.
I know she has a nice little bubble in that butt.
Looks like she sits around the house and pouts all day.
Yeah, she looks really
Brad
upset.
Brad Pitt did her wrong.
She probably has trouble getting dates.
Hadn't quite gotten over that one yet.
We have to hear about that again.
Would you?
It's like, get over it.
What
geez.
If Brad Pitt did you wrong? Would
Bob,
you get over it?
Flava Flav is 51.
I don't think I ever would get over that.
I don't think you would.
It's better
to have gotten over Bridget Nielsen.
Loved and lost than to have never loved at all.
Yeah.
Mike, Jerry Lewis is 84.
Yeah.
Fan?
And the king of comedy.
Oh, yeah.
What about any of his Martin and Lewis?
He had the puppet pork chop.
King of comedy, he's genius. In fact, the whole movie is genius.
Yes,
is it not?
True. It certainly is.
Except for what's her name.
Was a king of comedy.
What's her name?
Sandra Bernhardt?
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
She served her purpose.
With her.
Yeah, they could have cast her better.
I don't know that you could have cast anyone else in that role.
Which Hughley brother is the king of comedy?
You have to be slightly deranged, and she is.
Okay.
Nancy Wilson, 56.
Height.
Is
that the hot one?
Is that the big one?
No, that's Mrs. Cameron Crowe.
So this is the hot one.
Yeah, that's right. Chuck Woolery is 69.
That's some greatness.
Guest of the show.
Two and two.
I thought he died of a brain.
Bob, you were singing the worst song I've ever heard.
Now,
I don't even know what it is. Okay, no one knows what you're singing. Either one of you.
What are you singing?
Listen, this is what you both sound like. Hang on.
Uh-oh.
Hush. Here's what you both sound like. That's what you sound.
Right.
What is that?
Let me tune it up.
Till now, I always got by on my own.
All right.
I never really got a thing.
Okay, you're back to mumbling again. Sing it. If you're gonna sing it, sing it. Terrible.
Oh, really?
Just awful.
Why are we fighting?
I wonder what Simon's going to say.
Tonight is not going to be a good night if we keep it up like this.
Don't you know?
Too much clash on First Wave.
You
today,
don't have
man.
Alone in your iPod?
Oddly enough, I don't.
I'll bet I do.
I can't believe I don't.
Let's get her done.
I was just looking. How about some spare birthdays?
Somebody go! Somebody go!
All right, 5 minutes till the strippers get here.
Still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
They're never here. Board. They never show up.
Yeah, they do.
So what heart song did you want us to sing? A little Barracuda or what?
Yeah. A little Crazy on You?
Love and Butterfly.
You don't know the lyrics. Quit trying. So painful. God.
All right, Summer Bash this year.
Yeah.
Go for it. Totally. You too, acoustic.
We sing it to each other.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
How do I not
I'll
own
be Ann, you
Magic
be Nancy.
Man.
Do I get to ride on the horse then in the video? Which one was on the horse?
What, Magic
one
of them, Man like, definitely has
like
to be in there.
Walking a panther or something?
One had a panther, one had a horse. Mel Gray, 49.
That's a
Which
cowboy
one,
killer.
The USFL or the Cardinal?
It's got to be the USFL. The Cardinal's older than
the 49. One-armed outfielder.
Steve Israel.
Which Mel
41.
Gray is it?
Oh, the 49-year-old.
Well, who do you play for?
Mike, the 49-year-old cannot be a Cardinal.
Yeah, I agree.
Uh-oh. Okay,
check the timeline.
Sorry, Mike.
Check the rhyme, y'all.
MacArthur Lane, 68.
That's a good name.
That's a former Packer great.
Let's get him on the show.
Mel Gray, the former kickoff returner for the Saints, Lions, Oilers, and Eagles.
All right. He's a former USFL
and,
great, too.
Yes, LA Express.
What?
You heard me.
What?
Melting in the dark and what? All is sweet.
Jamie Rivers, 35.
Slowing down.
Former Tonight Show fill-in host.
St. Louis Blue. Man, that's about all I got, guys.
What?
Huh? What?
How can that be all you got?
Stacy Hollis, Corby.
Stacy Hollis?
Does that mean anything to you?
What year was he a Sooner?
LPGA winner in 77 and 78, the Open.
Stacy Hollis?
Or is Hollis like, Stacy?
Hollis Stacy, yes.
Is that somebody? Really?
Yes.
All right, well.
Stacy Hollis.
Screw
me. Isn't he the one who smoked that you talked to out there at Colonial that day?
No, Stacy Hollis.
I,
God, you don't know your LPGA. What a douche!
Is anyone yelling at their radio besides you?
No. So, you think you're sports term?
The 77 LPGA U.S. Open
Actually,
winner.
If you were listening to that post-game show, who was the caller that called about Snake?
I didn't hear that part.
There's some guy that called and just wanted to talk about you.
How you left early?
Yeah, you left the game
no,
early.
That was Friday night's post-game show. Really annoyed.
They showed you on the big screen.
Yeah. So you left early, huh?
I had my four-year-old with me, and
Dude,
it was going into overtime.
You're a sports talk host, and you're leaving early?
The stars
How does that make
you?
Us look?
You understand that he made it through the whole game?
Dude,
you know,
as I'm praying for anyone to score.
Overtime is
gosh.
5 minutes.
How does
talking
that
about
make us
Dan
look?
And bedtime and
Traffic,
stuff?
Bro.
Don't you ever think of the show?
Do you know how bad the stars needed you that night.
This guy's
stick a nipple in his mouth and watch the game.
Give him a beer. He'll stay up.
Yeah, he's the snake
Yeah, he's the little snake.
Throw a little blanket over your shoulder.
Right.
All right, born on this day, James Madison. Dead on this day, nobody. Tyler?
Thanks for saying hi, by the way. Thanks for coming down and saying hi.
We can't get down to the front row. They don't
Mr. I sit on the glass, or I don't go to a game.
Or I don't go. Either I get to sit on the bench with my family, or I don't go to your games.
Five, four.
All right, these strippers are on the way. Stand by, everybody. These are hot.